53 right now at about 20 till 9 as we check in with Ed from the Mattoon Chamber of Commerce with our community update. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Chamber of Commerce weather. Good. Chamber of Commerce weather this weekend. Who needs San Diego?
Oh, you ordered this?
Yes, of course.
Well, congratulations. You did good.
When it snows next week, don't hold that against me, right?
let's get right to it. The graduated income tax proposal shot down. Fill us in.
Yes, so the graduated income tax proposal, commonly known as a fair tax, was voted down by Illinois voters 55% to 44%. The big thing for the businesses, the big concern from the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, was that many businesses, especially small businesses, they were fairly certain that it would raise the rate to over 10% for these businesses and really hurt Illinois, because the rate would be like fourth worst in the country. So they talked about that it would affect just the wealthiest, but you know, it really was going to have effects on businesses as well, which would have been detrimental. So
Mattoon Tourism is getting ready for next week.
Yes. First off, I did want to mention your billions are safe, Bub. So you're...
Okay. Well, that's good.
Mattoon Tourism will be holding the Veterans Day Parade at 10 a.m. next Wednesday. They are still taking reservations if any businesses still want to participate. It'll be on starting at 21st and Broadway and heading east toward Peterson Park. So if you, there is a little bit of time still to sign up, so contact Tourism for more information.
Or obviously, if you can't get in the parade, just by all means show your respect, stand out there and salute as they go by, and then they'll have a special ceremony out at Peterson Park as well.
Absolutely. We definitely want to show our respect.
And speaking of Peterson Park, it's about to light up.
Yes. So very exciting. On November 19th from 5 to 7, the public gets their unique opportunity to walk through where you normally have to drive through the park. Last year they had over 800 people take advantage of this, and it's just a great opportunity to see the light works up close, you know, with your family, and hopefully, knock on wood, the weather holds out, so it won't be too bad, but it's just a great chance where you don't have to, you know, drive through and kind of look through the windows and everything. So it's going to be bigger and better, by the way. I talked to Kurt Stretch, and they have at least 6 new displays to an already huge event, so you want to check it out.
Now, the one thing about Stretch and his team, when you think it can't get better, try me.
Yes, he's amazing. He's amazing. Does a fantastic job.
Yeah, we do appreciate that. That certainly will make spirits bright for the holidays. Ed, thanks for the update, pal. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Take care. Yeah.